You're listening to EPN.
I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with eLos Angeles, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Rudy DeFelice, the founder and CEO of Bizinate. Based in Los Angeles, California, Bizinate's mission is to launch a million new startups. Bizinate.com is the easiest place anywhere for new entrepreneurs to start and run a business. That's pretty good news, folks. Mr. DeFelice, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to join you, Eric.
It certainly is. So tell me, Bizinate is a startup that starts startups. I mean, why does the world need that?
I like the tongue twister aspect of it, of course, but there's more to it than that, really. A society that has a lot of startup activity and a lot of entrepreneurial activity has great innovation, has a diversified economy, and also lots of job growth. Most of the job creation has come from new companies, and those new companies started out as startups. So from a society's perspective, a great base of entrepreneurship is a very important thing. We're creating job creators, ultimately. From an individual's perspective, entrepreneurial skills are super important. Even if you go to work for a company, being entrepreneurial in a company is now much more important than it's ever been. So fomenting startups leads to great things for society, as well as helping the individuals who go through the process.
What does Bizinate do for the new entrepreneur?
It essentially removes a lot of the hurdles. Many of us have great ideas we'd like to build a business around, but it takes money, it takes development skills, often it takes credit card relationships, and it takes ideas, it takes marketing. We provide all those things at Bizinate. So you could come here and in 3 minutes be live with a company that has its own website, that has jobs or services, some of which we suggest, some of which could be your own, that has marketing tools, business cards, really all you need to just get started and see what you can do. We like to think of it as doing for entrepreneurship what YouTube did for entertainment. Before YouTube, it was hard to get your skill or talent out there. You have a studio system. After YouTube, anybody can do it. And that's the way Bizinate is. Anybody with an idea, some ambition, can come create an easy business and get some support to make it successful. And it's free.
Tell me, what types of entrepreneurs are getting their start on Bizinate?
There's been really two camps. One have been folks that have some activity. They make something or they provide some service currently, but they're just doing it kind of on an ad hoc basis. And what Bizinate is doing for them, let's say it's somebody who crafts furniture or they cut lawns or something, Bizinate creates a structure to actually consider this a business. Give it a name and share it with people and take orders. The other group are people who just have ideas. They've never built anything yet, but they'd like to run a startup, and they think they have what it takes to succeed. So they're coming, and they're getting ideas from us, what has worked for other people, and they're maybe offering some of the services that other people on Bizinate have that we've now created as ideas you can start with. So we do have a track for kids. We've got lots of kids in their teens or even younger, but quite a few college-age people and adults. It's really the first stop for an entrepreneur. So if you're thinking about getting a business started, BusinessAid is a great place to do it.
Certainly sounds like it is. Today we're joined by Rudy DeFelice, the founder and CEO of BusinessAid. Based in Los Angeles, California, BusinessAid's mission is to launch a million new startups. BusinessAid.com is the easiest place anywhere for new entrepreneurs to start and run a business. And he's joined us here on Enterprise Radio in association with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. DeFelice, what has your experience on BusinessAid taught you about the next generation of entrepreneurship in America?
Well, two interesting things, actually, that gives me great hope for the country. I mean, one is we are very globally conscious. We've seen people start businesses that are cognizant of cultures worldwide. I'll give you an example. There's a teenager who runs a business creating anime art. 15 years ago, anime was a very esoteric thing. You wouldn't see a lot of 15-year-old people who knew anything about it, but now we've got somebody who is a pretty talented artist that's creating original anime art and marketing it and selling it through BusinessAid. And the interesting thing to me is how, you know, we're taking this kind of diverse influence and introducing it here in the United States. And I think that's probably what we're going to see much more in the business world, is a much more kind of global consciousness. The second thing is how comfortable this next wave of entrepreneurs seems to be with technology. Maybe that's not so surprising, because we do think of startups and entrepreneurship a lot of times having a strong technological bent, but we're seeing really creative use of technology, and with pretty young people, actually, who are doing things like web development, designing logos, and really creative use of technology to, you know, impact people's lives in really nice ways.
And in conclusion, what inspired you to found BusinessAid?
Well, you know, back in the day, I was a corporate lawyer doing restructuring work at a major international firm. And at some point, I took the leap into entrepreneurship and started my first company, which was creating enterprise software for law firms. Very hard to do in those days, by the way. You had to get really lucky, and there was nothing really supporting a new entrepreneur. But it's been really transformative in my life. It's been a great experience and really given me kind of the life and the financial success and everything that I've ever dreamed of. And I really wanted to give something back. Second thing was I saw what's going on in our economy, and I realized that the days of people getting jobs in corporations and just putting in their time and having a successful career are really ending. It's really important in corporations or in your own company that you know how to create value, that you know how to build your own brand. I think that's going to be increasingly critical for America. So BusinessAid's a chance to marry these two things. It's a chance for me to give something back to the startup world and help other people get on this path. And secondly, it's a way to enable a huge wave of entrepreneurship in the country. Think about it, Eric. One of the things that we're really good at in this country is innovation and entrepreneurship. And a company needs to think about the few things that they do really well and do more of them. And as a country, we should be thinking about that in our economy as well. And if you look at one of the real tenets of American greatness, it's been innovation and entrepreneurship. So we want to be at the heart of that. If we are able to launch a million new businesses, it'll really be profound. It'll be great for those people who are part of it, but really great for society if there's this giant wave of people who have entrepreneurial skills, starting great new products, new companies, creating jobs. That's a meaningful thing to be involved in. One of my colleagues says sometimes that, you know, the next Mark Zuckerberg is probably going to get their start on BusinessAid, and that's a really cool thing to be part of.
Without a question. Tell our listeners once again where they can get more information about BusinessAid online.
You can go to BusinessAid.com, B-I-Z-I-N-A-T-E. In 3 minutes, you can be up and running with your own business. You'll want to spend more time on it, but you know, to really make it successful, it's just a question of how ambitious and committed you are. But we have a lot of help. We have coaching. We have ideas that you can borrow. And in just a few minutes, you can be online, and it's free. And we think you'll have a good time with it. So I hope people will give it a try.
Sounds like it's a no-brainer and a win-win situation. And finally, and customary on the show, certainly coming from you, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? Certainly like to hear what you have to say in that regard.
One of the things that we in the kind of startup world have learned is that it's important to have a vision towards which you want to move, but you need to be flexible at how to achieve that vision. So mostly what most of us have done is we've started companies designed to achieve something and then saw what happened in the market and were prepared to adjust. So I guess I'd tell people to keep two skills in their hands at both times. One is commitment to a vision, and the second is flexibility to alter your course. It is possible to reach the same destination but take different paths. So kind of that flexibility is a super important skill. But really, the biggest thing is to get started, because unless you take that first step, you're never going to get market feedback. You're never going to see what works and what doesn't. So I wouldn't wait till tomorrow. If I had an idea and I thought I could run a startup, I'd get it started right now and start that clock of learning, accelerate that as fast as you can.
Certainly good advice. We've been speaking with Rudy DeFelice, the founder and CEO of Bizinate, based in Los Angeles, California. Bizinate's mission is to launch 1 million new startups. Bizinate.com is the easiest place anywhere for new entrepreneurs to start and run a business. And the website of reference, once again, is Bizinate.com. Rudy, thanks so much for joining us today here on Enterprise Radio.
We enjoy your program, Eric, and we appreciate what you're doing for entrepreneurs. So thank you very much for having us part of it.
Well, that certainly is taken very well. I certainly do appreciate that. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in association with eLos Angeles, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.